Hello, how are you? Great, Jack.
Hello. Stop it. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I appreciate you guys being here, so I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into it. I want to start it off by asking, what is one thing you learn from working with each other?
Charitha is such a thoughtful and intelligent actress that I honestly like a bit in awe of the way she both commands a room and also is just like thoughtful and respectful of everyone. And so like I definitely learned a lot about just going above and beyond for other people to make sure that like everyone in the room feels like they can do their best job.
You're so, oh my God. There are two main things that I feel I've learned so much from Bash. And he's so wise and so smart, it's insane. But the two main things that I really try to carry on to projects that I've done after How to Date Millie Walsh is one, I remember one of our first conversations when we were sort of prepping for the role. Bash and I met for coffee, and he was like, he'd created like a mood board of cartoons and illustrations and inspirations that he had for how the character moved. And I think that the way that this role challenged me was like the physicality of Emilia is so different to anything I've done before. And I really loved Bash's preparation process for the role and like how thorough and specific he was and like how detailed he was about, his involvement with his costume and how specific he was and how much he allowed himself to get into character with props and costume. And that is something I've really carried with me and started doing myself. And then the second thing is Bash just has a way of making everyone feel seen and included and loved on set, whether it's like me and I'm having a bad day or it's a supporting artist. It's almost like he can sense who in the room is having maybe not the best day or is low energy, and he can just go to them, pick them up, give them the morale boost that we need, and
I was not emotionally prepared for whatever this was.
true.
Wow, it's
So those
lovely.
two things that I think that I've genuinely taken on to other projects, and that's just like the first two on the top of my head.
Just the first two. That is amazing. It sounds like you two have really been able to not only build your connection on screen, but also off screen as friends. I would love to hear some other things you guys did outside of filming to really encapsulate that friendship and grow as not just actors, but friends on and off sets.
It's just lovely that I think as an actor, so much of your job is also your life. Like, it's not just you clock in and clock out. It's like these people become the people you socialize with. And a job is so much more than just the work you're doing. It becomes like a big part of your life. And so it's so lovely to get to meet people like Charitha. And also, it's kind of a crazy thing world to be in, and it's lovely to have other people to talk to about it and just navigate it all with.
I think it's also like our values really align. Like also, the fact that I've like met your parents and they are so cool. They're the best. Like it's our values really align. I think we're really family orientated people, the way we interact with the world, what we want out of work. We're both so committed and passionate.
For
And
sure.
it's just amazing to work with someone and to meet someone who wants the same things as you, not only from the project, but from their careers and from life. I think we're just quite similar.
And that's like when you're making a film like this, it's like that's the thing that you're terrified of because it's kind of either there or it's not. And if it's not, there's not like a whole lot you can do about it. And I remember a few days into the rehearsal period, just really feeling like it could be calm because I just really trusted Charitha and Tanner, and like we felt on the same page about what we wanted to do with the film, and so that was lovely.
And I think we got to the point where like the three of us could really read each other's minds, or like we could communicate with looks. So if like a decision was being made, or we were told something that we didn't think aligned with the scene or the character, I feel like the three of us would just be able to look at each other
For
and
sure.
know that the other we needed backing, right? To then be able to voice our thoughts or opinions and to just have that support, and it comes so easily. What a blessing.
Wow, that is amazing. Not just
Obsessed with each other.
co-workers,
I
but
know, this is
friends.
like the best questions. Thank you.
Well, thank
So wholesome.
you guys for answering them. I know that you guys are very different from your characters in the movie, but I would love to know if you could describe the other person's character in three words, how would you describe it for our audience?
I'd say Amelia is silly. I'm trying to think of a way of saying like sophisticated, like trying to be sophisticated. Okay, silly, eager, and earnest. Earnest.
I'd say for Archie, like authentic in terms of he knows what he likes and he's so true to himself. Authentic. I think Archie's super romantic.
Yeah.
Like the film is really from Archie's perspective. And it's so lovely to see how romantically he perceives the world. And I think at times Archie's quite stubborn.
I would definitely agree with all those. But I do love his romantic side. So we're gonna let go of the stubbornness.
Yeah.
All right. So one last question for you guys. Now I know that both of you are coming from a background in acting and you both each have your own careers, but I would love to know acting wise, what are some things that you've learned from your previous experiences that you've been able to bring to this film? Sharitha, I know that you've been on Bridgerton and Sebastian, you were in Heartstopper. If you could talk a little bit about that.
For me, being on Hot Stuff was like going back to school almost, and like getting to experience being part of an ensemble cast was really special. And so I think there's definitely things I learned on that film, sorry, on that show about about like community and how important that is on set that I definitely brought into How to Date Billy Walsh.
Agreed. I think I learned from so many cast members on Bridgerton. And I took those lessons. For example, Johnny, who is the lead on the second season, one of the leads on the second season of Bridgerton, like he taught me the importance of being like a leader on set and going above and beyond for caring people as a lead, for caring for the cast and crew beyond just what's happening when the camera is rolling. And I think Bash and I took that, like, made that a priority, that
Yeah.
everyone was having a good time, everyone felt safe and protected, and that they could be honest about what they were feeling and thinking. So that's one of the big lessons I learned from Bridgerton.
Awesome. Both great answers. Well, that is all the time we have for today. But thank you guys so much for sitting down and talking to Young Entertainment. I had a great time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
Thank
much. Have a
you.
lovely day.